Mr. Jackson Trengove. He can actually have a shot on goal if he wants. And as easy as you like, he kicks the first goal.
It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengove.
For Comwire IT. Complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Roy, he's meant to be a ruckman last year. Who became the best clearance player in the club?
No, oh, mate, Mr. Versatile.
Yes, unbelievable. Now, yesterday, Jacko, we had your opposite number in Tex Walker in here. And we found out a little bit about Tex, what's coming up with Tex. Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tex moved to us that he's off to the Adele concert.
What sort of leader is he?
Yeah, no one from Port would be going to the Adele concert, would they?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, mate. No. I mean, my missus is trying to rope me into to getting along, but...
what do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean trying?
Well, I think I'm going, lads. I think.
No!
I'm
going. What do you mean?
I'm in a bit of strife.
Oh no!
No, we're doing a team thing at Adele this week. We're all going to get
team
along.
Thing.
And my partner's wrote me in over Christmas, just saying I'll just get a couple of tickets. I thought that's my easy way out of buying a Christmas present, and agreed.
So you actually bought the tickets.
I paid for them, really. I didn't go and purchase them, but it did come out of my money.
The longer we dig, the deeper we dig here, the more I think we're finding out that you actually quite like
it. I'm an avid fan. I'll have her T-shirt on. I'll be there singing along.
How with Guns N' Roses in with Adele? Get rid of the black T-shirt.
Gee whiz.
Wow. That's fair enough.
No, I reckon she'll be very good. Anything's good at Adelaide Oval, and I think 60,000 fans there will be
they agree
quite
with
good
it, 60,000
well.
People, so that's good.
Now, words filtered through that you're a bit of a pest around the club. I don't know, this is up there with WikiLeaks, Roo, but apparently if you leave your computer on or your phone anywhere around, Jackson pounces. What can you tell us about that?
We lost a couple of really good pests with Kane Corns and Dom Cassisi. I think those two were up there with the best. I think when they were together, they were normally fighting against one another, but when they were together, they were unbelievable. So
really?
I took over a little role of just playing a little bit of a pest. I sort of, if anyone sort of leaves their computer open or phone, you can actually use Siri to get into there and change their Facebook statuses. So
right.
I did get on Michael Wilson's computer, who's the physio at the club now, obviously a hard nut club champion, and our property steward, who, all property stewards through,
very tight.
And,
very tight.
He said, you've only getting three hats and two T-shirts for the year to Wilbur. And I've replied, quite sternly, saying any chance of getting us some more gear.
Coming from Wilbur this year.
Coming from Wilbur. And Wilbur's the nicest bloke you'll ever meet.
He's
plot. Really nice. And next minute, I've just sort of taken a back seat. Wilbur's come back into his office. Next minute, the property steward, Dave's come flying in. Just give him Wilbur an absolute mouthful. And Wilbur's just sat there and just copped it. And then he's looking around. He sees me smiling at the corner. And off I go. But done a couple with the physios and Ken as well, where I said, we might need to look at a game change. And
hang on. So the physio telling Kenny
physio
to change the game plan.
After a bad loss last year, I've sent it down.
Our game plan's just not working. We need a plan B.
I said, urgent message, Ken. Please come down and see me about the game plan. Kenny's come down and thought, what's going on, mate? What's your issue? And
he's copping enough from Michelangelo Rucci and from Dix.
Yeah, he doesn't need it.
Next minute, I'm in the corner just smiling and shake the head, and off he goes again.
That's the sort of gold you need around a footy club, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's plenty of it. You see a lot of stuff, and it's all good fun. That's why we play footy. That's why you hang out with your mates.
Yeah. Well done.
Good work.
Right,
on that.
Now, Roo, just check your computer and your phone before he leaves. Before he leaves the studio.
Siri,
right?
Don't listen to Jackson.
Now, as soon as I walk in, the physios just shut their computers down and lock the password. So it's all changed.
Well, good luck down at Windy Hill. I'm in Noarlunga this weekend.
The drive-in.
The drive-in. And hopefully Port can get into a bit of form up against Hawthorn, but be a good way to finish off a pre-season with a win and look forward to round one and a big year for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, thanks, Roo. Yeah, really looking forward to getting down to Noarlunga and obviously just building on that form and look forward to a great season from Port Adelaide.
Jacko, we're looking forward to having a big year with you in here as well. So you're going to join us each and every week. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Looking forward to it
Good
as well.
Good on you, mate.
See you, Jacko.
He joins us thanks to Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business, Jackson Trengove.